Okay, so around the,
Sorry, what?
that's okay. I just okay. I just want to just confirm, and because there's little things not clear in my mind, and I would like to ask you a question about it. Concerning when you say kind of meditation, and say just the, for me right now, it's kind of process because I close my eyes, okay. There's something can see. There's a body there. There's emotion there. I'm not that. There's a flow of thought. I'm not that. And there's a kind of witness, a witnesser. And the ultimate question is, then I see why. I realize I see, there's something know all these things. The witnesser and all the thing who I observe. Is that what you call the just I? Because that's alone. Like, there's no identification on. It's just something I know.
It's not a knowing. It's a direct recognition. The just I is just this subtle sense of presence. There's nothing. Like when you're with yourself, thoughts and all this sort of stuff, there's no thinking of thought because there's nothing there to create a thinker. So it's a feeling. Like I think Srinivasagadatta Maharaj says, when you arise in the morning, you're kind of in that fuzziness of you know you are, but you don't know anything at all yet. Nothing's been added to you. So you're in this just I, this just I identify just as this presence. You say, oh, this just I, it's presence. It's the selfless self, it's self without self, it's nothing, and yet there's still something. But it's not a knowing. Like the knower is on this presence. Without presence, there couldn't be a knower, and there couldn't be knowledge, and there couldn't be anything. And yet, even this subtle sense of presence is an illusory layer on that which you are. So you're, I guess, prior to I am, you would say, because I am is the sense of existence. I exist, therefore, like you feel this sense of existence, this presence. And prior to presence, you are. So you're just in meditation now, you just close your eyes or open your eyes and it's just a constant that you can easily drop back from the layers of illusion into. So you could say world, thought, mind, boom. And you literally just fall back into yourself. And when you are with yourself, no concepts can stick because there's nothing that they can stick to. Again, like putting a sticky note in space. There's nothing you can grasp, nothing, because you're just with yourself. And from this position, you could say, oh, now I witness the sense of presence, but that's not exactly, it's just a, there's no need to form a witnesser. It just is. Okay, there's a subtle sense of presence. So I'm not that presence because this presence can be felt with body form. When this body form is no longer available, this subtle sense of presence won't be felt because there'll no longer be a medium through which to feel it. And that's where Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. But somebody had to be there to say, nobody's there. So you have to be there in order for this sense of presence to be arising or to be felt. And it can only be felt with a body form. And that's why Srinivasagadatta Maharaj says consciousness needs a vehicle. Food for consciousness is this body, because consciousness, you can't feel it. You can't know unless there's a body form available. And the body is an illusion. Therefore, everything that can be known is within the bubble of illusion. Because without a body, then nothing's known. And
Right.
yet, that knower or that sense is you are. Like, that's where, again, where all experience ends, there you are. And that's why when a lot of folks will say, I am, or whatever, and Sri Ramakant Maharaj tried to cut that because it's not I am, like I'm sitting there, oh, I am, I am, I
No,
am, or I am this, I am that, I am not this, I am not that. You're prior to words. And there has to be some pointers in the beginning because you're so used to body identification. Everything you know, everything you do is related to the body. You can't sit there and say, oh, this is the formless knowledge.
no.
But the pointer of formless knowledge is this subtle sense of presence. And then the knower of that knowledge is your own self. But yet there's only a knower within the bubble of illusion.
To get a knower is an illusion.
Absolutely. In order for anything to be known, there has to be the concept of duality through the experience I exist. The sense of existence comes, I exist. I look and I'm this body and I see this world. I'm an object in the world existing. But then the knowingness is whether the body is there or not, you are. Whether the world is there or not, you are. If the entire world just blew apart and there was nothing left, it would not change you even in one iota. If aliens came and visited the Earth, it still doesn't change you. It doesn't change anything. The formless presence is within the illusion, arising within the forms, and even the forms are illusory because there's nothing actual. That's why Das Bodh talks about like the creation and the destruction. And when it talks about creation, it's these elements that are then combining and this and that, and everything can be traced back to space, and yet more subtle than space, because it says space needs to be provided in order for the elements to do their thing. But you're prior to space. So the space is like the first kind of concept of, oh, there's a space in which objects can appear.
Yeah, need
But there's
space.
not.
Object needs space. Yeah. So it's
And
just
that's
a
why
vehicle.
Maharaj says, sky or space, and you're more subtle.
But the point is, all these things. I agree. I read a lot. I listen to you. I say, yeah, that's clear. Now when I sit down, I say, okay, now just remove everything. There's something is I don't know. Identification still alive. Okay.
Okay, but if you're sitting, you say, okay, I'm sitting down. I'm sitting for meditation, so I'm going to concentrate on the mantra because I have complete trust and faith in the master. The master says if I use the mantra, it's going to slowly, silently, and permanently erase illusion. I have complete trust and faith in the master, therefore I'm sitting with this mantra. And I sit there as with the mantra over time, slowly, silently, and permanently. Oh, this recognition, because there's no illusory layers that I'm interested in. I'm just here. And that's where this subtle sense of presence, because without the layers of illusion distracting your attention, you can concentrate on yourself. And yourself will be the first kind of concept of duality. I exist, the sense of presence. And so now I can switch identification with this body onto this sense of presence. In meditation, I can do this. I can say, okay, just this, just I, subtle, subtle sense of presence. All the attention is there. Thought comes in, but I just remain with myself. Okay, thought goes, I remain with myself. Now, because I know the sense of presence, you're training your mind basically to look for the sense of presence all the time, like to find it. That's where we talk about the selfless self intoxication, because once you know the sense of presence, it's like, oh my God, it's unfathomable peace. And you sit there as a body form and say, this is what I've been striving for, peace. This peace is amazing. And now, in the outside existence, while you're still identified with a body, you try and drop back into that sense of presence and that deep, 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 deep peace. And as more disturbance arises outside, so to speak, peace deepens when you turn with your selfless self. Now, after some time, you identify that, oh, I'm the formless sense of presence. I'm not the body. I'm the presence that's using the body, or I'm the presence occupying the body. Again, not true, but a good step, because now if I identify with formless presence and there's traffic, or my boss is giving me issues, or I'm having trouble with the family, or I'm having money difficulties, or I have to wait in a long line, it's all occurring within that presence that I am. And so I'm not identifying with each and every little thought about a local identification and becoming disturbed about nothing, and therefore, like, basically sitting in a hole and covering myself with layers of illusion. Until then, I'm very upset that I'm covered in all these layers of illusion. So instead, oh, formless presence, formless existence. Also, the knowledge will dawn that when you identify with the sense of existence or the formlessness, the presence, there's no birth or death, no sickness, no nothing. This is kind of like what Jesus was talking about heaven, was there's no sickness, no death, everything is like, and that's when you're with your own self. So you transfer the sense of existence, identification goes presence. After some time, the knowledge, and this is the doorway. Okay, presence. And yet I know presence, like, so I cannot be presence. Whether presence is or is not, I am. Presence is a byproduct of the media of the body. Body removed, presence is, but not known. Body within the sense of illusion, the illusory bubble, there's a knowing. Oh, sense of presence. But whether the sense of presence is there or not, you are. That is the knock knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. But somebody had to be there to say nobody's there. You are before I am. I am is known as a subtle sense of presence. And I am is not like, oh, I am. No, I am is just, all these words are basically just to try and point to get you where you're identifying with this subtle sense of existence, this subtle presence, more than you are anything else. And then there will be some hardcore Advaitists who say, well, you shouldn't have any identification or whatever. But then, right there, now you're identifying as an Advaitist who doesn't like the fact that we're having to talk about identification. So this is very silly. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj says, I can speak like this because I'm concept free. I don't hold any of the concepts. And I'm not trying to mold myself into anything that you would perceive me to be because I know myself. You know, if somebody is trying to be a teacher, then they have to teach and they have to be, oh, I have to be knowledgeable and I have to know this and I have to know that. But if you are nothing, then spontaneously in the moment, speaking, listening, movement, scenes appearing and disappearing without any kind of desire to get anything out of the illusion, money, fame, publicity, sex. These are the things that people try to get out of the illusion. But once you know yourself in a real sense, it's not that you're renouncing those things.
No.
It's just that you
Don't need.
just are. Like, you just, money may come. Okay, is good. You get a raise at work, you're not going to say, oh, but I'm the formlessness. I don't need a raise. No, okay, fine. Do your job, do your duties, take care of your responsibilities. But you know yourself in a real sense. And that's why, when people talk about the diet that they need and this and that, while you're identified as a body form, then yes, you do. You need to obey the rituals. You need to do the diet. You need to do the sadhana and all these sort of things while you're identified with a body. But as you know yourself in a real sense, this is spontaneous. Maybe yes, maybe no. Because it doesn't become a concept that you have to peg yourself into anymore. You're truly formless. And yet, like water, water is formless. It can be poured into the cup, it can be poured into a bowl, it can be frozen. It can be heated, melted, whatever. It changes form as is required. You know you're formless, yet body form is available.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, Jagger.
Okay. John,
Yes.
what I really these days feel is the intellectual knowledge is 100% we understand, but the key is what you did, the mantra and the false so-called identity has to be surrendered, like you did with Maharaj. Something you have to see, unless that surrender is also not the right word. It's been used so easily, but the true surrender is something entirely different, where the I am the doer, or this physical body and identity has to be given up. That can be done only through mantra, constant repetition of the mantra with the great intensity you did. That's the key, which if you don't do it, how much intellectual knowledge I gather, it's just will be a knowledge. That's how I'm.
If it's just body knowledge, you're not a body. So no body knowledge will benefit you at all.
Exactly.
Body knowledge benefits you to understand that you're not a body. And now, through meditation, through the mantra,
Yes.
it's self-discovery. You have to
Definitely.
dissolve the layers of
Yes,
illusion
yes, yes.
and remain with your selfless self. Complete trust and faith in the master.
Yes. That's the only way.
In my experience, I was very blessed to have sensed the subtle sense of presence by the surrender process through the, I told you about the
Yes,
alcoholism
yes.
and the total deflation. And in doing that, feeling that subtle sense of presence, identifying that sense of presence as this power greater than myself, God.
Yes.
And then the more I concentrated on this presence, the less disturbed I was. The more I kept surrendering all my daily affairs, even to a time where I was, I downloaded like Om Namah Shivaya, bhajans and kirtans and all this stuff. I got rid of all my music and just listened to that all day long. Did all sorts of things because I wanted to. It's sort of like, again, in Christianity, they talk about all knees bow down or whatever. And that's really when you have sensed this subtle sense of presence and you say, oh, so this is what they talk about when they say God. And it is very real. It's evident now. It's no longer a fantasy. It's not I'm sitting in church and saying some guy in robes is going to do. No. This is real. And all I can do is bow down. All I can do in my own personal experience was surrender. How may I best serve?
Yes.
And this led then
Yes.
to Maharaj.
But you did,
And
Master. You picked up the mantra before you even went to Maharaj.
no. Well, remember, I said I picked a mantra randomly. Yo so soham hum saha soham asmi. I took a bunch of things from the books, combined it through the Upanishads, which I was also reading at the time, and mixed and created this mantra for myself. But the
Yes.
desire was there.
Yes.
It all rose internally.
Yes.
The selfless self had this symbiotic relationship of desire to know.
Yes.
While I still identified as a body, I had a
Yes.
desire to surrender to the God as I understood God.
Correct, correct.
And when I went to Maharaj, by that state, because you can read that on the website, I said, I'm coming to you, God. I know you're in the form of Maharaj, and I want to surrender anything and everything that is left of me that separates me from you. And that was the state in which I went to go see Maharaj. And after mantra, it was as if God had manifested and said, I place my hand on your head. You are free. Work this mantra, go about your daily duties because you are free. And I didn't see Maharaj as just some guy or as this like guru person that I was seeing in India. I absolutely knew that Maharaj was the sense of presence in that specific form to tell me what I needed to do to be rid of myself.
Yes.
Any layers of illusion that were left. And actually, I went to India still with a lot of concepts where Maharaj might shave my head, might do whatever, and I would have been like, okay, I am 100% surrendered. I want to be, because this God that I knew had changed my life so much and had put me in such a good, peaceful place. All I wanted to do was just bow down and surrender. And luckily, Maharaj wasn't crazy doing the shaving of the hair and all that crazy stuff, because otherwise, even the people at my job, I left with a full beard and long hair, and I'd had Red Rocks beads, and I was wearing dashikis, and I work in like a very professional place, but they were afraid that when I came back from India, I would be like a Moses or something. You know what I mean? Because I had just totally, completely gone sattvic to the absolute extreme where it was like, what the hell? And I'm also very grateful that in my experience, I didn't come across a guru who could have used that. I was in that pure sattvic thing that within the illusory world, that can be a very dangerous thing.
Correct. If you meet the wrong master, he can make you.
Yeah. Oh, here's my checkbook. Here's my credit cards. I have all my cash. And now I will go out and slave for you, my master.
You are
So,
destined
and
to.
in that state, I would have and been happy. I would have been working 14 hours a day building something. Oh, I'm doing God's work. Very great. So I was very blessed that Maharaj was the real deal.
Correct, correct.
And then I approached that master knowing that that's God. Here he is on earth in this body form to tell me what I need to do to surrender
Exactly.
and finish this. And then how do I know that it's true? It's self-evident because the mantra it took over, and because of the trust and faith in the master that God had given the words to free me from my worldly existence, this happened.
Wow.
Right away, within the first day, I was having my beard shaved, my hair was cut. They were doing like face massage and everything. Even I came back, Maharaj is like, "Oh, now you look much better. Like I'm all shaved and ready to go." And then it was like, now there's no like being spiritual. You are spirit. Like it's a change from trying to be so spiritual. I just spoke about the red rocks beads were taken off. All this thing, all these layers of illusion were just tossed aside, and it manifested physically and internally. And of course, then the physical was internal, but it manifested. It was visible, and it was deeply deep.
Even before you went to Ramakant, you had already surrendered to the presence. It was with him, it was the ending, the like a solid feeling. You were already
Yes.
purified.
It well the through the program, it allowed me to sense the sense of presence, which I identified as God. Going to Maharaj was the ability to, A, like I told him, I thank you for having done this amazing thing that like I wasn't even looking for this. It happened because of a total collapse of everything worldly. Like I hit rock bottom. I was bottomed out. And then slowly but surely, everything started being okay. And so I came to thank Maharaj. And I knew that Maharaj was that presence. There was never a doubt, like never a doubt in my mind. I got lost in the airport when I first came to India. I missed my taxi and all this because I got in the wrong line. And it was like everybody went through and I was waiting and waiting. And then the other people over here were like, "Oh, you could have just gone in this line and been like gone a long time ago." And it was all the luggage was gone. It was my luggage was there. It had been kind of all dusty and just sitting in the corner. But throughout that whole time, it was like, okay. This is my master here in front of me taking my ticket. This is my master helping me walk to go and get my bag. This is my master now helping me to go get a different taxi because I missed my taxi. It was there was a knowing of this. And in each moment I surrendered to whoever was in front of me because I knew the one that was in front of me was not a person. That the formless presence was moving me to my destination. As Maharaj says, you have arrived. And then I could throw away the map. And I was also interesting because in the airport, I told the person, I would like to go see Maharaj. And his thing was like, there's a lot of Maharajas here. I don't know if you know where you are. There's a lot of Maharajas. To say you want to go see Maharaj, and I had selfless self, and I pointed to the book and all this. But again, we found it. Like, I really didn't know where I was going, and the cab that I had rented had left long ago because I was like an hour and a half behind. And so this person, I was pointing, and we went there and here, and he went to a different cab stand and talked to people, but we wound up there. But the whole time it was just like, you just know. Even I spoke about the passport in the mailbox. Just listening to Bhajan walking straight up, going into the mailbox, picking up the passport. And it was just a flow. And I didn't get the mail every day, but this was just like, it was just a flow. And you know without knowing because formless presence is moving and creating.
Amazing.
And this is, it's the reality in every moment. Every person you come into contact with is that formless presence. And how you react with them is going to kind of create the experience. And if you know that this is just formless presence, there's no me, there's no you, it's just happening, it's just a scene, then you're less likely to take personal and try to Create something.
Yes.
Creating an experience. The experience is afterwards. You look at it and you say, wow, see how this just floats so nicely. But that's where the sense of doership,
Yes.
you won't attach a sense of doership because it's like, oh, like all those things in India, the John that was there a couple of years before that, A, couldn't have gone to India by himself.
Yes.
Would have had to have had a girlfriend or wife or somebody to come with me because I can't get on a plane by myself and travel 18 hours and all this kind of stuff. That was another thing. The flight didn't seem long. Like, and the food, I was eating the food. Now, that was a conscious effort because when the food came, it was okay. I know there's going to be a lot of vegetarian foods. I don't like vegetarian at all. I don't eat any fruits or vegetables. But, Master, please let me look at this without the memory of having ever experienced it and experience it freshly for the first time without thought. And so I was able to eat the vegetables.
I hope you eat more now, more vegetables.
Do what?
I hope you eat more vegetables
No,
now.
I don't eat fruits or vegetables. No. Yeah, no.
That doesn't seem healthy.
Well, I mean, I take supplements and this sort of thing. So,
Yeah, good.
but yeah, and when I went over there, I just there's and you have to get your when it's surrender, it's literally
Yes,
just
yes,
whatever is
yes.
occurring. It's absolutely perfect
Got it,
because you're doing it. You're
yes.
manifesting in the just again. Take a dream. How you react to the people in the dream is how they respond to you because it's all you. So you're creating the experience without a doer, without an experience or experiencing, because which of these body forms within your dream are you actually experiencing the experience? And that's why it's. It's just it's everything is exactly as it is when there's no you there to say it shouldn't be that way.
Correct. Correct.
Scenes appear, you're in the moment, scene disappears. Scene appears, disappears. Oh, this scene is wonderful. Okay, it passes. Okay, it's passed. Oh, the scene is not so good. Okay, it passes. All the scenes just appearing and disappearing. If you do get frustrated, if you do get a little bit, it's okay because that scene will pass. You're not going to be like Stone Buddha where it's like, nothing upsets me. Oh, look, someone ran over my dog. Ah, but my dog is not my dog, it's formlessness. No, this is, you're going to, as long as you're holding this body form, there's going to be disturbance in the five elements,
Yes.
but they won't stick
Yes.
because there's not a you that they can stick to.
Got it. Beautiful.
I'm
How long
just
you stayed, John, in India?
one month.
Oh.
Yep. On the month of Sidharmeshwar Maharaj's birthday.
Wow. August sometime. No, not August.
Yes, August. I took mantra on August 6, 2015. So
Oh.
yes, August. It was the entire month of August, and then I left like right at the end of August. Like beginning of September, I think I was back in America.
I'm just curious. I don't really see this necessarily happening to me, but I'm taking a poll. For you, was there any time in your or incident in your journey where I read that some people they come to a point where they fear dissolution of the self And they're overwhelmed, kind of like by just fear of losing their self. So they some of them turn away from the path and just give up on it. But I for me, it's like I kind of like almost want myself to dissolve. And I was wondering if anything like that, was there anything similar where there was like a fear of losing yourself at some point?
Not a fear of losing yourself, but a lot of things that would come up. I spoke about like the gold and the disturbance of the gold, the disturbance of the food poisoning and wanting to put the red rocks beads back on. But these were the things, again, that I consulted with Master to not hold it as something that I would hold as a concept that I asked Maharaj. Maharaj would confirm or whatever, and it would just go by.
You were more afraid of being attached rather than losing attachment, almost.
I would say with the red
Makes
rocks
more sense.
beads, because I thought I've offended God. When I put these red rocks beads on, this was a thing that helped amplify the presence, because that's when you buy them, that's what it says. It helps amplify the presence. So now I've taken it off. I've offended this God. Like, I don't need this anymore. That's, again, the mind going through this. Also, the concept of selfless self before the knowingness hit that, like, you cannot have anything to do with this world. You just cannot. It's just not. And that's why it's a click where you dissolve all concepts, but you're not dissolving each and every concept, or you're not trying to get rid of the concepts. They instantaneously, spontaneously, just gone.
So that makes me think of what, like, for me, I kind of get analytical with my approach in trying to disattach or see that I don't really know. But my mind is telling me I know this and this if I do this, and my mind gets wrapped up in thinking it knows all kinds of identification, but
Mind came along with the body. You're not body. Therefore, anything that your mind can present to you is not true. Eliminate. As long as you believe yourself to be a body, you'll go along with the mind. You'll try and figure it out. You'll try to figure it out logically, and you'll be here all day
So
trying to
what I was,
logically perceive.
the point I was getting at though was Nisargadatta and some teachers have said that you have to know your mind inside out, and
No.
I was just thinking that this when you that experience or where everything just kind of clicked, that would be like you do at that point, you do kind of know your mind inside out, wouldn't it be?
No.
Hmm.
Because
Is
there's
that
nothing to know.
that's it?
Like,
That's
again, you
well,
know how you know your mind?
I mean,
Again,
well,
mind
it's more
came
like
along
you
with the
know.
body. You are not body. Anything that the mind presents is useless. That's how you know your mind.
Well,
Every thought you have is useless.
that's what I mean. That's kind of what I mean. You know your mind is useless. You know your mind
It's
inside out, and then it's useless, sort of.
and but the whole idea is, if I am not a body, mind came along with the body. Ego came along with the body. Intellect came along with the body. Therefore, all these can be discarded. You're prior to body.
So you see all the limitations of the mind at that point.
Well, no, you see, you don't want to play in that field. You want to know that you're prior. If you're prior to body, you're prior to thought, you're prior to all these things that came along with the body, then none of that matters. Now your only desire is to know yourself in a real sense. Therefore, you know yourself without the use of ego, mind, intellect. And how do you do that? Mantra. Mantra helps to erase the illusion.